Why did several young men and women hijack four airplanes a few years ago, flying two of them into the World Trade Center towers in New York City, one into the Pentagon, and a fourth one aimed at either the Capitol or White House, some other place in Washington, D.C., killing themselves and several thousands also in the process? Why? Was it to make some religious or political statement? Yeah, that's probably a part of it. That may have been what they were consciously thinking, but that doesn't explain it. Not for me. There's more to it than that. What about the nearly 200 that were killed, I believe it was the day after this Virginia Tech incident, that were killed in Iraq by bombs? I think there were three or four car bombs that were blown up, and nearly 200 people. Think about living in that country today. You can't go to the store. You can't go out of your house. And even in your home, you never know if some lunatic is going to drive a car into your house to blow you up and in that process blow him up. There's no way you can explain that. You can't explain it by saying, I'm getting ahead of myself. You can't understand it. What about the 15 that the two students in Columbine, Oklahoma killed, or the 168 that were killed by Timothy McVeigh in Oklahoma City, or the 6 million Jews and another equal amount of non-Jews that were killed by Hitler during World War II? Explain it. How about, and nobody talks about this very much, the 20 or 30 million, whatever it was, people that Stalin had exterminated in Russia? We spent all of this time during the same era talking about the 6 million, 12 million people, and we really focus on the 6 million Jews for a lot of good reasons. But at the same time, Stalin was killing 30 million people in his country. And you know what? 10 million of them were killed because of what he called famine. It was an actual directed famine. What he did was he took all the food out of a country, all of it. Think about that. Every ounce of food within a country was taken out, and he closed the borders. He starved them to death. 25, it brings tears to your eyes. 25,000 people a day were dying in that country from starvation. And you're going to say, you're going to explain that by saying, well, he had mental disease or he had this. There's more to it than that. Everybody who has mental problems doesn't do the same thing. If so, that would be the explanation. There's more to it than that. How about the system of slavery that was here in the United States? And I say slave system or system of slavery because countless other cultures and lands had slaves, but they didn't have a system like that existed here. This was something special, and we know what the effects of that were. I mean, I could go on for hours, if not days, giving examples about the inhumane behavior that a man has exhibited. But it is not sufficiently explained by considering that somebody is a loner. You see loners all the time. They all don't turn out to be murderers. You might say, that person looks like a candidate, and you may be right. And they may say such and such a person looks like a person who's going to be a mass murderer. And they may be right. But most of them never, ever, ever do these things. Again, what's the explanation? Man, and by the way, it's not just because of political differences or hatred. I'm not saying that those aren't the things that are in the person's mind, but it doesn't sufficiently explain it. Man is in a state of decay, and we must understand and accept this fact in order to become one of its participants. How many times when these things happen, you hear about car bombs or whatever it is, do you say, I just don't understand how a person could do that? And I've always believed the reason why we don't understand is because we're not wired like them. And if we did, perhaps we would be susceptible to do the exact same thing. It all begins with one important fact that Yahweh gives us in his word. Look in Jeremiah 17, and you know the verses 9 and 10. Heard them countless times. The heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? Man's heart has wickedness, evil, and deceit on the inside. Now, we are all human beings. We're not exempted from this. We all have that within. We get thoughts from time to time about doing things to other people or hoping that something happens to someone else. We all have those thoughts, but we don't act on them. And there's a reason that we don't. But the heart is deceitful and desperately sick. I, Yahweh, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give to each man according to his ways, according to the results of his deeds. There will be a price to pay.